I don't know how things happened. I've been replaying it all in my head.
I'm milling about with Anjanou Ellis, who's starring in The Subject. Hello, welcome.
Hello, how you doing?
First of all, I love your name.
Thank you.
So when your parents gave you this name, what were they thinking? Do you know?
I have no idea. My mother was this, bohemian in San Francisco and, you know, was hanging out with her other bohemian friends in Haight-Ashbury or wherever they were. And that name came to them to one of her friends. I guess it was some magazine or something like that. She thought it sounded good and she gave it to me.
And did you realize that you would one day be in Hollywood and that it would be sort of this parallel name in a way?
No, not at all. I mean, I knew that I would be some kind of creative something. I just didn't know what, but certainly not this. No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, let's talk about The Subject, which is a stunning film. Also very much has this incredible message to it. And you come along in act two and you blow the roof off. You really do. So talk about, did you have sleepless nights playing this woman? She was so intense.
Yeah, I didn't have sleepless nights. You know, this is the kind of work I want to do. So when I get to do it, I'm so excited about it. It gives me joy that I sleep real well. I sleep real well because I know when I wake up in the morning, I am going to go do something that makes me feel like I've earned my paycheck that day. So I didn't. And then on top of that, I had these, wonderful words that were given to me by the screenwriter, Chisa Hutchinson. Sometimes you lose sleep because you don't like the words you got, But I didn't have to worry about that with her. And then I had this wonderful, open, generous, wonderful director in Lanny Zappoy. And then I was going to be working with Jason Biggs. I slept real well.
All right. So here you are going toe to toe with Jason Biggs.
He was on something else, but he's also, as soon as they said cut, he was saying something that was cracking me up, just making me laugh and making me feel comfortable and at ease, which is its own brilliance. You know what I mean? Because that's the way that you can build a relationship with someone as a scene partner. And he did that with me. And Jason, he was utterly serious in playing this part. I had to slap him in the film, and I said, well, I don't know how you want me to do this. Do you want me to pretend? And he was like, no, I want you to slap me.
Go for it.
I want you to slap me. And so I did. I slapped Jason Biggs. And
you left a mark on Janu. I mean, this is on his face forever.
God, I hope not. But yeah, I slapped him. Yes. And he was down for it. He was like, come on, girl. Come on, hit me.
Well, truth be told, his character deserved it. So good on you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about the deeper message behind this film. What did it say to you?
Yeah. Phil had made the decision to reduce this young man to to a commodity. His mother wouldn't allow that. And I think, you know, Phil lost his humanity in that. He lost his humanity. He saw something that in Malcolm that would be advantageous to his career, no matter the cost to this child. He was a child. Yeah. I think that, especially, I think now that we're having these conversations about violence against Black people, and we have all of this tape as a result of iPhones, we have all this tape of violence against Black people, and we become desensitized to it. And it becomes essentially, the Black body becomes a commodity. You know, how much pain it can take, how it's attacked, how it's left alone to die. And it reminds us that this child was a child.
Yeah.
He's a person. He's not something, not a figure on camera, but a person.
And he was great too, the actor who plays your son. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What performances in this? Brava. So maybe this is too inside baseball, but what were you thinking about when you did this monologue? If you could share that.
What was I thinking about? First of all, getting those words right. Getting those words right, because it was a lot of words. So yeah. Getting those words right and making sure that it didn't sound, that it was as honest as it could be, you know, that it didn't sound, you know, pre-prepared. You know, it sounded like I was having an experience in real time. Yes. And Lanny was great. Our director was great at making sure that happened. So yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You are so well trained. I mean, you went to the Tisch School of Arts, and there's an Oscar in your future. I'm not kidding. It's there. Do you think about that at all? Because already you've been nominated for an Emmy. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Does that even enter your realm or not?
Well, you know, it does, but for very, very practical reasons, very, very practical reasons. You know, when those things happen, you get opportunities to make more projects, more movies, more film, more television that you want to do. And you can have more control over what you do. So I would be, you know, it's unfortunate. I hate to say this, that though we have to use those kinds of metrics in, or we're judged by those kinds of metrics, but the reality is that's what happens. If you get that Emmy nomination on the side or whatever, it makes producers more available to wanting to put you in their films. It's just the reality. So because of that, I do that. But you know, I was 50 years old before I got nominated for an Emmy, you know.
Amazing.
And there's so many, and I toiled in the wilderness a long time, and not just because I hadn't been nominated for anything, but, you know, doing work that nobody saw or nobody got or whatever. And when you are in that, and when you're doing that, you have to have your own indices of what is excellent and what is good. You can't wait on the world to tell you, oh, you're great. Because if you do that, it will destroy your soul. It will kill you. And you'll stop. It'll paralyze you. So does that answer your question?
Absolutely. And I wish I had more time with you. They're yelling at me, chatting, oh, get off, goodbye. Thank you so much for
talking to you.
Same here. I hope next time we'll have more time.
Oh, okay. Definitely. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What do you want from me?
I want you to answer the door, Phil.
Always new.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always billing about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.